I'm bad at poker. Like, seriously, seriously bad. Sometimes I think I have a full house when I get three black cards and two red ones, because I forget you need to have the numbers match, not the colours. Or sometimes I forget whether the card that has the Q on it is worth more or less than the one that has the J. I mean, it's really confusing. There's a J card and a K card and a Q card. Who even knows what these letters stand for? So, yeah, I'm not good at poker. So, why am I just about to start a game of poker right now? Well, it's simple. I want to get naked for you so that you'll notice me. I want for you to want to fuck me, but to make it so that you think it was your idea. Okay, so maybe it's not simple, but that's what's happening. You see, in the past, I've had other friends I've wanted to fuck, but I always came on too strong. Either I'd just flat out tell them, or I'd drop some kind of obvious hint. And often it worked. I did have sex with them, but then it would always get awkward. Like they'd want sex every time, or they'd think that I wanted it, so they'd get all self-conscious, or they'd just avoid the subject altogether. I'd show up in a tight skirt and they'd spend the whole day not looking at me. So this time there aren't going to be any signals. This is going to happen organically. Or at least at your end it is. It's like those pre-ripped jeans, you know? All the effort goes in beforehand to make them look genuine. This required meticulous preparation. First of all, I needed to host a game night, like a real one, with chips and salsa and drinks and friends. I couldn't just ask you randomly if you want to play poker with me because that's stupid. I mean, a two-person poker game where the one that asks for it doesn't know how to play and there's nudity involved. I mean, come on. Way too obvious that that's a sign. So I guess that 6 to 8 people would be ideal. Then I realised that if it was all guys and me, first of all, they'd all get annoyed with me since when boys get together to play poker, they actually want to concentrate on poker. Like they get competitive. They're not going to want some dumb novice like me. I have three cards that have the little nines on them. Is that good? Oh, whoops, one of them is a six. I was holding it the wrong way. Also, second, they're not going to want to turn a regular poker game into a strip poker game and then watch each other take their clothes off, even with me there. So, for this to work, I definitely needed some women. Which is a whole other set of nightmares, of course. If they're too hot, you're going to be looking at them instead of me. And if they're too ugly, the guys aren't going to want to play strip poker with them. Plus, if they're too bad at playing, they'll get naked right when I do, which is unacceptable. And if they're too good at it, the guys will take it as a challenge to get them naked, and everyone will forget about me. Given this many variables, I then thought about rigging the hands, like ahead of time. Everyone but you would have been in on it, so it'd be like, okay, I'll win the first two hands to draw attention to myself, but then I'll start losing. And people will tell me how graceful I am in defeat and that they're like sad to see me strip because it's like they don't feel worthy, but they're enjoying it also because I'm so pretty. You know? Wow, lucky. The way you put that poker chip down in front of you was so confident and yet feminine. Then I was like, who am I kidding? This is so stupid at every level. Like, how many poker games turn into strip poker anyway? Doesn't that just like happen in movies and frat parties? There are maybe 20 ways this could go wrong, only maybe one chance of it going right. What if I decide to orchestrate everything and then people go off script and it descends into chaos? What if I don't do that? And then I'm like, hey guys, I know what'll be fun. The next time I lose, I think I should take off some clothing. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, people have to be in the right vibe for something turning sexual, otherwise it's just weird. Or what if I deliberately throw away the best hand, but then someone decides to peek at the cards and sees it, and then people start asking why I'm losing on purpose? And then there's the other matter that my friends aren't going to be good at scheming with me anyway. I mean, Erin's always in for a party, but knowing her, she might, like, put her panties on the table during the first hand as a joke and then steal everyone's attention. And Trish, she's pretty good at acting, but she'll get bored after like 10 minutes and say we should switch to Cards Against Humanity or something. Actually, I'm sure there's a strip version of Cards Against Humanity, but I don't want to go find it. It would be like Cards Against Humanity against like strategic nudity, which is, I mean, all the fucking humanity. And Heidi is too, you know, into you to be trusted anyway. Oh, by the way, forget I said that. Please don't start lusting over Heidi. And then Keith is more than a little too into me also. Sorry, Keith, I like you as a friend, but this is not useful to me right now. Now, normally none of these things would upset the plan, but what if Keith, like, tells you in private that he has the hots for me, and then you decide, like a fucking gentleman, to step away and let his and my budding romance flourish? That defeats the whole point of game night. I don't want to fuck Keith. I want to fuck you. Sorry again, Keith. So, here I am now, and I'm totally screwed. Yeah, I'll take two cards. I mean, if instead of trying to plan the most convoluted thing in the world, maybe I'd spent more time in the gym, or maybe I got a prettier hairdo, you might just like me anyway and save me all of this trouble. Or maybe if I just made the signals a little more subtly, or fuck knows, maybe even more obviously. Fuck, I don't know. Probably either way would have been better. For that matter, if I'd just put all of this brain power into learning how to actually play poker, I wouldn't have to rig the hands. I'd just win naturally. Wait. Ignore that last one. I totally forgot that my goal is to lose. Jesus, I'm a mess. This is a huge disaster. Oh, just fuck it. I'll take all of my money. Here, I'm just putting it all in front of me so you can take it. I'm done with this. I deserved it. I lied to you. I should have chosen a better plan, or I should have just been honest. I mean, poker, really. I picked poker. There were like 100 better games I could have chosen. Well, I mean, not chess, of course. That game makes even less sense to me than poker. Like, I mean, moving castles? What the fuck is that? Castles are buildings. How the fuck do you move them? And then, like, the pawns look like they're male throughout the whole game. They just have that ball on top. That's obviously supposed to be male. But then you get them to the end of the board and they turn into women. What the fuck's up with that? I asked this date once why the guys riding the horses didn't fall off while they were jumping all over these giant pieces. And he told me to lick my lips and pout for him. So yeah, fuck chess. Fuck it in the ass with something painful, like a like red hot poker. Do you think that's where the name poker comes from? Was that? It's my turn. What am I supposed to do? Lay my cards down, the hand is over. Oh my God, look how much money you all put in. Was that because of poker? All right, I still don't understand, but here are my cards. Well, that was easy. Suckers. Read 'em and weep, boys. Cowboys over candy canes. I knew I had two red fish to fry. Guys, I've been hustling you for 10 minutes. I know what you all had. Wait. Is that your clothing? No, we're not taking off any fucking clothing. This isn't strip poker. This is actual poker and I'm taking your money. The only thing I'm going to strip is the bills from your wallets, losers. Yeah, of course. dumb girl stuff was intentional. It's like those pre-ripped jeans. All the effort went in beforehand to make it look genuine. What did you think I was talking about? And by the way, if you want to fuck me later, my favourite brand of condom is Durex Pleasure Me's. Now that's a sign.